It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, the NFL playoffs this weekend. We always like to place a wager or two. Eitan Chander, sports betting expert at oddshopper.com. He joins us here on the John Schuster Gold Banker Hotline. Eitan, how you been, man?
I'm great, Henry. Always a pleasure, my friend. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, thanks for coming back on the show. Hey, before we get to the National Football League, because everybody's got some thoughts and opinions on that, and we want to hear yours in terms of some of the props to look at, to avoid, some of the best bets, and specifically with the Minnesota Vikings and the Rams, I do want to ask you a question about tonight's college football playoff semifinal between Ohio State and Texas. I think it's going to be a good game. I know that Ohio State is favored by 6, although I think that Texas would be my play there if I'm taking the points. But how did you view that matchup? And the reason why I asked is because I personally, just before I came back to and I've kind of tracked some of the Kansas area teams just from my time in Kansas City. So I'm used to watching, you know, Kansas and K-State and Mizzou and all that, whatever. And even when I moved back, I kind of followed those teams as well. Will Howard, to me, I think he's going to make some mistakes tonight. And it's just a hunch because I've watched enough of Will Howard play. And he made a mistake, a key mistake. And I was thinking that going into the Oregon game and then Ohio State's making the drive to go down there to try to put themselves in a position, and he made a mistake. How did you dissect and look at this college football game tonight?
I think it's a variable that you definitely have to factor in. And I think we've seen this to a lesser extent in the sense of clearly they're not as good this year in Georgia with Carson Beck. And I think that there has been liability at the quarterback position. What we look at, though, especially from a handicap standpoint, is where is everybody else on the field? Like, where is the defense? How, the matchup that you're facing? All of that, I think, factors into it. Because otherwise, if you're just looking at the quarterback, then it's going to be, oh, okay, like you said, you know, maybe you side on Texas. I think Ohio State is so strong that they're able to overcome. And I truly think that in a game where you're getting less than a touchdown, Ohio State is the juggernaut this year. And look, you can make arguments for Texas. I get it. And you can talk about Will Howard as far as being a liability and making some throws. Nothing's going to be as bad as what we saw last night with Drew Aller. I can promise you that, especially that interception. My goodness. But I think it's a fair question. It's something that should be factored in capping. But I think for me personally, it's not going to deter me from taking, you know, from really laying the 6 points.
Yeah, realistically, you're looking at it and you're saying, you know what, even though Will Howard has got some warts, his supporting cast is so damn good that we think that they're going to be able to get it done. So I feel you on that. All right, let's turn our attention to the National Football League, and people can find you guys' great analysis at oddshopper.com. What to look for when betting the Super Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League. Let's start with your best bets.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So I think across the board, I try to look at where these two teams are that are facing off each other and if there's any angle that can be applied here. And I think the biggest thing that is going to impact games is clearly what we're dealing with out west with the Flyers and, you know, anybody who's catching you right now who may be in that or knows people, you know, clearly thoughts and focus rightfully so, is on the people being impacted that. But guess what? That's family member. That's extended. That's friends. That's people who, NFL players, as you know, are human beings. And human beings know other human beings. And they know people who go through it. It could be their house as far as where they are. So I think it's a very important thing to raise. And you kind of look at that, and I know like the Rams game, right? And even this Chargers game as far as, okay, well, they being on the road. But I think ultimately that we'll get to Monday night as far as, you know, anything that could get moved and anything along those lines. I don't think it impacts me enough for the Chargers. And the reason is because there's something else in this game that is really hard to ignore, and that's inside information, right? So check this out. This system is 5-1-1 against the spread this year. And what we're doing is we're looking at mutual opponents between Baltimore and the Chargers. Do you remember what happened on Christmas Day? The Houston Texans may not, because they got the you-know-what beat out of them, what, 31-2. But I don't care if, right, like, people out there, ask yourself this question. How often do you talk to your brother, your sister? How often do you talk to a sibling? I can tell you this, the Harbaughs talk. So you look at games that each one of these two teams play, and you say, all right, well, did their brother already play this team? Because 5-1-1 with one push, and it's about to be 6-1-1 ATS once the Chargers win this game. And I laid the 2 points for this. This is my favorite bet of the entire weekend, is the LA Chargers over the Texans. They're on the road. They haven't had anything moved. They knew they were on the road already. But ultimately, this is an inside information game where John Harbaugh can talk to his brother, Jim Harbaugh, and say, hey, you know, I know we beat the you-know-what, but this is how we got there. And this is what we found out. Right down to, man, that left guard is going to grunt every single time he pulls. Like, things like that. You write it to the NFL, and you try to find some edge. So this is a system that we've been monitoring. And look, it worked with, like, Robert Saleh and Matt LaFleur. Those guys were at each other's weddings. Right? So you started to look at that before Saleh got fired a year ago, and you would look at mutual opponents. It's things like this that aren't necessarily reflected in the point spread, Henry,
yep.
And that's where I look right away to start. So that would be my number one bet right there. I think Pittsburgh is going to be it's going to be a lot closer than people think. A lot of people look at this game and they say, Pittsburgh, they come in, they're struggling, George Pickens, you know, where is he, all this stuff. But the reality on the other side of it is, this is now the third time that they're facing a team and as strong and as powerful as Baltimore's offense is, and we know what Lamar and Derrick Henry can do. It's just the nature of playing a team for the third time, and 10.5 points, it's too much.
Yep.
And I would definitely be inclined to take those points.
Oh, I'm definitely taking the points. There's no way in my heart that I believe that the Baltimore Ravens dominate the Pittsburgh Steelers in this way, especially with these two organizations knowing the other opponent so closely. I'm not going to go there and think that the Steelers, I'm definitely banking a bigger bet on Mike Tomlin and the crew. We're talking to Eitan Shander, sports betting expert, oddshopper.com, joining us here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Any props to bet or props to avoid?
So one guy that I'm interested in tailing, and I think it's DraftKings, right, has this thing where it's like king of the court or king of the end zone, and you bet on one guy to score, and if he has the day, then there's this massive pot that gets split. I was looking around on that, and George Pickens, anytime touchdown, is north of 2-1, meaning it's north of a +200 return. And that just, it's a little too high in the sense of, like, it's a little too good of a price to pass up. This is what they call a buy low spot, Henry, right? Where looking at a guy who was struggling and it was on a big stage and social media was clowning him and all this stuff now, but he's still a pretty damn good receiver.
Yeah.
And like you and I believe that Pittsburgh is going to hang in this game. They're not going to do it without George Pickens. So I think George Pickens anytime touchdown is definitely a place that I would start on Saturday, right? Like there's some other spots on Sunday. We can talk through that from a player prop standpoint, but that's one that I like. And then another, and this is for everybody out there who loves their parlays, right? You can take my Chargers money line. That's fine. But set that aside. A two-leg parlay would be, you could look at like Lamar Jackson over 1.5 passing touchdowns. And then Nnamdi Madubuike, right? As far as a defensive lineman on Baltimore, there's going to be so much focus on a couple of guys in front of him. He's an interior defensive lineman. He's going to have some one-on-one matchups. His sack number is like +150 or so. You're going to get really good returns on that, probably like +280, maybe +300 on Lamar over 1.5, and then Nnamdi to get that sack.
That's interesting. That's super interesting. Wow. Okay, I like that. I really do like that. I'm marking this stuff down. One of the things, you know, we'll be looking at Monday night. Clearly, everybody here in Minnesota is invested in the Minnesota Vikings. It's been a great season. We hope it doesn't end abruptly on Monday going into Los Angeles, which now means they're going into Arizona, actually, because of everything that's occurred out in L.A. What's your approach to the Rams and the Vikings now that it's moved to Arizona? It sounds like earlier today I saw somebody had tweeted out a reporter from the LA Times that said that 25,000 tickets were sold for the Rams fan base.
Yeah, so I think before and look, the NFL. I want to preface this, Henry. The NFL is so tight. The gap between talent is so narrow. You've got five, maybe 10 guys that truly move the needle in the NFL, right? And most of them are quarterbacks just because of how much they have the ball in their hands. Yeah, you'll get a Saquon Barkley here or there, right? Maybe it's A.J. Brown, depending on the team. But usually wideouts don't necessarily do that. And then every now and again, there's an anomaly like a T.J. Watt, right, or somebody on that side. But most of the time, and this is where, like, people just get flabbergasted when they bet and because there's three backup offensive linemen playing. The reality is that the average Joe in the NFL spans a pretty wide, like, wingspan itself. And that means that guys can step in and play. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, all right, before the fires, before this became a massive issue and was uncontained and now this is like a national emergency, I'm looking at the Rams as a live dog, and I would actually look at betting the Rams outright to win that football game. It's no knock on Minnesota. It's nothing that Minnesota or Kevin O'Connell has done before, nothing along those lines. It's Sam Darnold and his playoff history or lack thereof. It's Kevin O'Connell playoff history or, in this case, lack thereof. It's just, Henry, the nature of being in the postseason for the first time versus one hell of a season coach and a quarterback in Matthew Stafford who's been around. So you start to look at that edge. Now, it's gone. It's completely evaporated. These are human beings. They've been uprooted. Their houses, their families, their friends, their pets. This is something you cannot ignore. And yeah, they're still great, well-coached. They still have talent. And that same group of guys, Henry, that I told you not, what, 40 seconds ago could upset your Minnesota Vikings, it's still the same human beings and men on the field. But this is a far different situation. We saw this with hurricanes. We saw this with any time a team has been displaced. And that's the reality of it. I hate to say it because it's going to sound callous and mean and heartless, but it's not. From a football betting standpoint, Minnesota caught a massive break. I don't know if there was a liver dog to win the first round than the LA Rams. And right now, outside of the Chargers, I don't think I'm more confident in a team moving on than the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow. Well, we'll take it, man. I love it. I got to be honest with you, though. Matthew Stafford scares the hell out of me. He really does.
He's good. Yes. But I'm telling you, man, like, maybe people make a big deal out of this. Maybe they don't. But this is unnecessary travel. This is this is a disruption. You will not find an athlete on the planet that is more in tune with their routine than an NFL player. You just won't. They play once a week, right? Like, it's not even golf where you play 4 days a week. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, you got one shot at that ball. Yeah, you got one shot at the ball, but you can make it up. NFL, you can't make that up. There's no, like, oh, man, you know, Joel Embiid set out for four games, but now maybe he can play the fifth game. There's none of that.
Yeah.
If you're not out there and you don't have it, especially in the playoffs, that's how you get got. And I think there are plenty of opportunities for the Vikings to come out here in this first quarter and really send a message.
Great analysis, as always. Make sure that you go to oddsshopper.com. Sports betting expert Eitan Shander joining us here on the Lake Show. Hey, have an awesome weekend, man, and let's make plenty of money.
You got it, my friend. Anytime. Appreciate you. Appreciate Tubbs. You guys have a great night.
All right. Take care. There's Eitan Shander joining us here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.